the Beat Red podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our stories, you tell your stories, you call up, tell your stories. We love it when you do that. We are here to laugh with you. We need laughter. We are here to cry with you. We don't need crying, but it's a fun cry. And we're here to spread some levity to these times and to your day. So I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
I shall not be denied. That was
you definitely didn't. But I won. Since you were frazzled today, I'm going to give you the benefit
Thank
of the
you.
Doubt.
I'm so frazzled today.
I felt frazzled today too because I've spent the entire morning at this freaking indoor soccer place. Sebastian had four games today,
what?
Like a tournament.
Oh my
and
God.
It was infuriating. Like I'm like crazy soccer mom out there. Like I am like yelling and screaming. I'm cheering everyone's name. I'm going crazy.
I'm obsessed.
My husband and I are so freaking loud. And so I'm definitely an annoying, you know, loud, excited soccer mom about all of it. Mirage is too. We get so into it. We get so crazy. So he had three games. And then the fourth game is like whoever wins, you know, out of the first three plays against each other for the tournament. So they won the first one, lost the second one. So we're like, what's it going to be? It's going to come down to points. It was a whole thing. And then they were like, we're in it. And they were so excited. We were so excited for them. And my nephew is on the team too. So the two of them were just like over the moon. So then it comes down. We're there all day, like 5 hours. I was like, oh my God, we're here forever. This is so much soccer.
God,
and they have their final tournament. And apparently they like figured out the numbers wrong. They weren't supposed to be in the final tournament because it came down to points because they all tied and it was like who got the most points per game, whatever. So then they decided to take the other team who thought they were out, left most of them except for like three players. They took those three amazing players, stuck them on the other team, and then we had to play against them. It was like this whole thing. We were so mad. We were like, it's not fair.
Did you get out there? Were you like, coach, get your balls out of your back pocket? I don't know.
I wanted to. We were like, oh my God, it's developmental league. But like, I mean, the parents are cutthroat. They're all like so loud and so intense. And it's like really funny. So it was they ended up losing, but apparently they weren't supposed to be in it anyway. But we were like, oh my God, we're here all day for this. Like, come on. Like it was so
That's frustrating.
It was one of those annoying days. But you know, we got through. His birthday's tomorrow. He's going to be 12 tomorrow,
which
is so exciting. When this airs, it will have already passed. But I can't believe I have a 12-year-old. That is insane.
Yep. I mean, it is.
Where did the time go?
Well, and I just hung out with my 12-year-old nephew, who's amazing. But I mean, it's so different than when he was a little baby, you know?
Oh, it's so different.
So quiet.
Like, he just wants.
Super cool.
He wanted a PC for his birthday, which he's been begging us for forever. So we finally got him one.
Nice.
And, you know, he wants to play certain games on there. And he's in that computer world.
That's
and
great.
That's where he wants to be.
Yeah.
And no, it's not great. I hate it.
Oh, because
like,
you want
to. I'm like, come hang out with me and go be in nature and like go be outside, which we have to force him to do because, yeah.
What does he do when he gets out there? Is he just like, ugh, like hits a tree with a stick and is like, ugh.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do it. Like, he'll ride his bike sometimes, but like, I have to take him places. We have to go do things like little nature walks and stuff because he won't do it on his own. He just wants to sit in his room on his computer, play video games. Like, that's all they want to do at this
age.
And I hate it.
So good of you to be like, we're doing it. We got to get, because once they're out there, it's just, you're still looking out for his mental health. You're like, I know you don't like to be here. I know you don't want to be here, but listen to those birds.
And he does enjoy it, and he does enjoy nature.
That's good.
And I picked up his cake, and it's so cute. I went to this little bakery around here, and he wanted a penguin. Penguins are his favorite, and they made the cutest little penguin cake.
Yes.
It's adorable.
Does it stand up like
adorable.
This? Adorable. Or is it like lay flat?
It's like shaped like a little penguin.
Oh,
it's really cute.
So cute.
It's like a little penguin. It's freaking adorable.
So I would recommend don't cut it like down the center because then it'll just like fall apart in front of his
exactly.
eyes.
Exactly.
Like,
I know.
Ugh.
We're like, are you going to eat its eyeball or are you going to eat its brain? Like, are you going to just like
Jump
dig right
its
into its
off.
Head? Because that's what you essentially, the way to cut it. I mean, we have to like cut into its head.
Yeah, if you cut into its head.
I don't know, but delicious cookies and cream penguin head.
Oh,
so that's what we'll be
so
having
great.
Later.
Awesome.
How are you? How was your week?
My week was great. Got back from Ohio and, you know, I mean, I spilled milk on my hearing aids. It's just been the embarrassment genie has been following me around and just shoving me all over the place, which is fine. I'm fine.
How did that happen? Was it a cereal incident?
No, it was a bottle incident. So my son has a bottle and he's like, especially for the plane, we're about to take it away, but the plane, he needed it for takeoff and landing, so we had it, and it just spilled all over my bag. And my bag is this, like a quilted grandma bag, where I'm like, oh my God, my stuff, I gotta have my stuff in there, like tons of tissues, which the milk missed, and hit my hearing aids instead. So, yeah, that's it.
So they don't work at all now?
That's all I got, man. No, they don't work, and you're the victim of this. Because you're going to say something so funny, and I'm just going to be, like, smiling at you like a psychopath. Like, not. Like, dead eyes.
We got to get that volume turned up on those.
Crank it up.
On those headies.
That's what they're called, right?
So you want to get into it? You want to kick us off? You got a caller, right?
I got
right?
a caller. That's right. Oh, my gosh. So here's the deal. I have a caller, and she's amazing. Her name is Caitlin Linden, and she is a comedian and a writer. And if you want to see her sketch videos, you can go to at Choom Room on Instagram. So that's at Choomroom on Instagram and YouTube. And then if you just want to follow her because she's so cool and fun and funny, you can go to at Kate Monster, CAITMONSTAR. I talked to her for 5 minutes before a show, and she made me laugh so hard I said she has to come on here. So I don't know her story. We're going in blind, but let's call her out.
I love to go in blind.
Let's talk
see
to
what
Caitlin
happens.
Linden.
All right, let's do it. All right. Oh, there's Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. This is cool. I had to confer with my friend about our embarrassing story.
Oh, that is the best. You had to relive it with someone that was there too.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad because, you know, honestly, it doesn't, when you could just launch into it, but like there's no judgment on this side from either
None.
Of us. The reason we're here is because we've been embarrassed 600,000 times. At least I have. I don't know. Can't speak. Katie, 300,000 times for you?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Probably.
Yeah, this is my best friend, Katie. And yeah, we're just so psyched you could do this.
Thank you for coming on and telling us your story. Yes. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to hear
Thank
it.
You. So whenever you're ready, you can just get into it.
Okay. So the year was 2014, which means—
I love it already.
Ebola.
Oh, God.
Crimea.
Oh, my God.
Ebola. And I guess the ice bucket challenge. Those
the
were all
ice
the,
bucket challenge.
Yeah, that was those were the hot the cultural phenomenon going on at the time. And this was it was Halloween night.
I like that you listed them in okay.
in order of
I like that you listed them in order of like crisis. Like Ebola ice bucket challenge.
It was a crisis. People were so into
yeah,
that.
People were freezing. But,
right. And wasting fresh water. But my friend, my best friend, Lauren, and I were going to a Halloween party in Chicago. And I remember she met me at work. And I was working at Second City at the time. And she met me at work. And I remember we changed in a bathroom. And our costumes weren't really great. Like it wasn't obvious. I think until lately, I haven't like done an obvious costume. I used to just be like, what do I have? So I wore like a bow tie and sparkly tights and a leotard. And I was like, I'm a magician's assistant. And like all night long.
I love all the magician's assistants.
Yeah.
Wear bow ties. Nailed it. Niche market. Like,
very hard to understand. And Lauren just had a sparkly dress and was a flapper. And so whatever, not great costumes, but we go to this party that was, it was like at a warehouse, and it was a party that was kind of like a legacy party. It was like several stories tall, and it was, kind of like an all you can drink event. And there were just like tons of bars on every floor, like haunted areas you could be in, like a depressing food table that was like people shouldn't have been eating the food, but they were, and like because it just been sitting there. But then we get to the party, And we had started drinking, and my boyfriend at the time was bartending on the top floor. And I think we drank, it was like three stories. We drank like our way through the first story. We drank our way through the second story. We drank our way through the third story. I mean, like, we found my boyfriend.
It's like Pac-Man.
Yes. And we found him, and I didn't know what his costume was going to be. And truth be told, he was shorter than me. He was like a whole head shorter than me. And we get to his bar. I'm kind of drunk, and I see that he's dressed up like his costume was worse than both of ours. He was a biker, just a biker. So he wore a helmet, and he had this like really tight tank top on. And I think he was wearing like little tight biker shorts. But the whole point is that when I saw him, I knew we had to break up, because I was like, you look fucking gay. I was like,
oh no. Oh no.
Oh man.
Oh no.
I know. I was just like, I was so disgusted by my boyfriend at the time. And he was like really happy to see us. And I was just like, oh, not feeling this. And I remember he gave us more drinks. So we were just full of drinks. We're at the top floor. We remembered that when we walked into the party, because it was a warehouse, they only had porta potties on the first floor.
Oh, and God. Porta potties inside the building?
No, it was outside, but it was, you know, it's not great. It was just like, right. There's no nice place to use the bathroom.
Right.
And there were lines because there were tons of people there. So we're on the top floor. We've been drinking a lot at this point. We have to pee.
Yeah.
And so I think it was my idea. I was like, let's just pee on the stairwell.
Oh my God. Okay. So outside stairwell, inside stairwell.
It was cold out there.
So you went outside. Okay.
Yeah. But it was like kind of, I mean, it was a warehouse. So it was kind of like
drafty.
Indoor, outdoor. I don't really know. I don't know what the true layout was, but so we're on the top floor of this staircase, drop trowel, full bladders, pissing down these stairs.
Whoa! And
both of us at the same time, just like rivers of pee going down the stairs. And then someone at the bottom was like, hey, those girls are peeing up there.
Oh my.
And they were like pointing to us, like they had like flashlights on us. And we were in full denial. We said, no.
Oh, you're no, peeing still.
We weren't peeing. We straight up like peed on a guy. Like a guy got like two girls piss on him.
Oh my God.
He went and got security guards, multiple security guards. And we are just like drunk as can be. Deny, deny, deny.
Yes.
And Lauren reminded me, she was like, Caitlin, you were telling them, it was my beer. It was a beer. And I was trying to tell them, like, beer stinks. Like, of course you thought it was pee.
And my beer was warm now. Yeah. It's not cold. It's warm.
Sure, I poured it down the stairs, right, for no reason.
It was warm.
But it's a warehouse, so I'm picturing, like, those metal slatted stairs where there is nothing in between. So that's what you mean, where you could pee on somebody, not, like, concrete stairs.
Right.
Like, there's, like, the metal stairs where you're literally just peeing on top of someone.
I mean, it was probably just raining piss for whoever was standing underneath.
And you know their costume was great. You know their costume was great. It was, like, the best.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
They're just covered in pee. So wait, did you get kicked out or?
Yeah, there were multiple security guards called. I remember speaking to like two and then three and then four security guards being like, my boyfriend's working here. And they were like, you have to leave. And we were like, what? No, they're wrong. Oh, they're lying. No. We didn't pee.
Was your boyfriend like running away from you? Was he just like hiding from you? Like he did not get involved.
We didn't see him after that. Like, I don't even think I told him that we left. And then I mean, we were right about to break up, you know, like there was
not. Yeah, was that the last time you talked to him? He just gave you the ick and that was that.
It was shortly thereafter that I remember later that night. Well, so we left. I don't remember how, like, I mean, it's so funny trying to like piece this part together. I remember I had lost my bow tie somewhere in my neighborhood. I think we took like the bus and it wasn't close. We took like a bus to a bus. And I remember we were almost home and I was like, my bow tie. And it was from American Apparel. So it felt like important. It was like, my American Apparel bow tie. And so I remember like searching the streets. Lauren just went home at that point. And then our other roommate, Rolando, wasn't going to let me go search the streets alone for this fucking bow tie. And so he's out there. And I remember like, I was kind of telling Rolando, like, I need to break up with like Kyle. Like, I don't know.
Looking for a bow tie. I love it.
What'd you say?
I said, I love it while you were, I love that you're telling him like, we got to break up. I did not like his costume and you're looking for a bow tie this whole time. You're like, I got to get my bow tie, but I'm done with this guy. Like you just were just looking for
right, a bow tie. Right, like I'm so much better than him. Where's my stupid velvet blue bow tie? Yeah,
it totally completed my magician's assistant outfit.
Which is like, not a thing. Right.
Oh my gosh.
And then we broke up shortly thereafter. And
well.
And now my life is better.
Yes, Caitlin, you, that idea of you just crouching with your friend being like, let's do it. And like peeing like a river of pee that like, you know, that guy in that awesome outfit, he was like, had a great like costume, was just talk like hitting on someone or like getting to, you know, getting to like intense conversation and just a river of pee. It's like a horror movie just comes down and it's like, he gets his flashlight. He's like just blowing, like outs you. Then you get kicked out. Like that is why we're here. We're here for this because you're not alone. You're not alone. You know that stairwell, if that stairwell could talk, it would have stories.
I mean, I've peed all over LA. I've told a million stories about it, but yeah, I got kicked out of Red Rock for straight up just peeing in the middle of the dance floor on the floor. I was like, I got to pee. And they were like closing down. It was like 1:45 in the morning. They're like, no one's allowed back to the bathroom. The bouncer's like, you can't go back there. And I was like,
and your boyfriend worked like, literally there too. Like,
pulled my pants down and peed. No, that was a different place where I got kicked out of.
Katie's yeah, boyfriend.
No.
That was that the one where your boyfriend yeah. pulled up and you're like, ew, stop talking to us. And it was your boyfriend.
No, that was a different one. That was a different time. Different time, different guy. Yep. There's lots of them. Lots of stories. I have peed all over LA. It's happened so many times. Yes. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I mean,
I get it. I really.
Yeah. I'm an international peer. Like I've peed in different countries too. So, but yeah, thank you so much for.
You gotta go.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. I love the Pac-Man drinking. And then of course you're at the top floor. It's like, you know, what goes up must come down. I don't know.
Yes. Literally.
True. Caitlin, literally.
Thank you so much for coming on here. We're so happy.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I was late today, but I'm so happy you are still available. So
thanks for having me on. This is so fun.
We appreciate it. It's
nice to meet you, Katie.
Nice Yay! To meet you too. Thank you so much.
We did a whole intro for you, so hopefully you'll get thousands and thousands of new followers for your comedy.
Gosh, no
You're
worries.
So funny.
If not, I'm used to it.
Okay, well, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much again for spending time Yay! With us and coming on.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
My first story comes from Quora, and Valerie Paxton Steele writes, I can't believe I'm going to admit this. When I was 14 years old in 1982-ish, I was recently uprooted from my lifelong hometown. I moved from upstate New York to Pennsylvania with my mom and step monster.
Oh, dang. Like,
that's rough, right? That's like a movie. Yeah. A friend of mine had just gotten sentenced to serve time in a New York State jail. I wrote to Scott frequently, as I thought he must be bored and lonely. I used the same stationery every single time, with little unicorns on it. After the third or fourth letter, I realized just how bad it was for him in there. I got together a little bit of money, and I bought some pot.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I put a little matchbook, and I sent the matchbook to Scott, along with a letter saying something like, I hope this helps.
Like, don't worry. Be happy.
She's 14, God love her. You're
sending him a matchbook to jail?
Yeah.
Get grounded.
I was smart enough not to sign my name just in case anything bad happened. I thought, it's illegal to tamper with someone's mail, so they won't know. It never occurred to me that the jail's officials in charge were allowed to open Scott's mail and go through it. I use the same stationery as normal, my little unicorns.
Oh, damn.
Can you see where this is heading? My parents were surprised when federal detectives showed up at our house. The formal charges were using the federal government, the United States Post Office, to transport illegal drugs across state lines.
She's 14? Oh,
to
no.
A correctional institution, no less.
That's awful.
Thank God I was 14. Oh, I was sentenced as a juvenile offender and my record was sealed. I was deemed incorrigible, had a PINS petition put in place against me, which is a person in need of supervision, and I had to perform 100 hours of community service and was almost placed in foster care because my parents couldn't handle it or me anymore.
100 hours?
100 hours. Thankfully, my grandmother took me in instead. My parents called me all sorts of stupid. Yes, I have to agree. But my answer to them at the time was, I thought he could use a buzz.
I thought he could use a buzz. You know what I like? The judge was like,
I thought
he
could use a buzz, man. It's 1982.
Hey, dude, this is just some reefer, man. Gonna free your mind, man.
Just some grass, man.
Just smoke some grass.
Wait, just a little grass.
Like, smoke a little grass. That's how I say it. Smoke a little grass. Well, I like that the judge was like, you are incorrigible. It's like such a 1950s
word. I know, that's the best word.
You are incorrigible, young lady.
You little shenanigan.
I love it. That's amazing. That's embarrassing and also pretty scary, too, you know?
And yeah, she is lucky she was 14. That could have been a lot worse.
That could have been a lot worse, man. Okay, well, this one is from Todd in Oregon. Thanks for writing, Todd. And he writes, I've got a very active two-year-old. I'm the kid that never grew up, so I'm down to play any game her little imagination can think up. I've put a zip line in our backyard, played thrilling games of hide and seek with lightsabers, and constructed the world-class pillow pits. Lately, my daughter has been in a jumping phase. We got her a trampoline. That way, she can zip line to the trampoline and just start jumping. This guy is like my hero. I wish he was my dad. He's like a
it's pretty great.
Like Peter Pan or something. Last week, we were enjoying another favorite pastime, the quote, jump off a mat into a pile of stuffies and pillows, unquote. I decided I'd show her one of my favorite jumps, which is the handstand into a somersault. I love that this grown-ass man is like, stand back, babe. Dad's going to show you something. My form was impeccable, but I rolled a bit too fast through the somersault and I lunged forward out of it. And I smacked my head so hard on the fireplace that I was unconscious. Can you imagine?
My God.
No clue how long I was out for, but I came to with my daughter's face inches from mine screaming, wake up, daddy!
Aww.
Isn't that sad? So sad. Well, look, he wrote, I learned a lesson that day. It's time to sell this house and move somewhere with a better living room. I mean, just to knock yourself unconscious in front of your kid, that's my worst nightmare.
No, that's awful.
I mean, all she saw was like his limp body like fall backwards just onto the floor. Clearly he's okay. So I can laugh, let out a little chuckle about it. But man.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Oof, that's a rough one.
He'll never grow up, that one.
He's going to Peter Pan it all the way. Okay.
Yep.
My next story comes from Cora, and Jason Charles Dean writes, when I was 14, I was sleeping over at my best friend's place, which was in a nice area of the city. He got the idea that we should go skinny dipping, hit and run style, on all the swimming pools in the neighborhood. There were a total of 5 within a block or so of my friend's house. Wow. You can probably guess where this is going. We likely would have foreseen the outcome had we seen all those stupid teen movies from the 80s, but this was 1981. They hadn't been made yet. I was like, that's great.
I love that.
We were traveling light to get in and out as fast as possible, just gym shorts and running shoes, if I recall correctly. The first pool was fine. We got in, we swam around, got out. We got to the yard of the second, and as we're halfway over the fence, we see there's a pool party already underway. The homeowners, I assume, had much the same idea we did, and it wasn't a pretty sight. We got to house number 3 and everything looked good. My friend had one shoe off and his shorts around his ankles when the lights went on and the back door opened. Man. We bolted. My friend made a nice recovery with his shorts, but he lost a shoe. Now, at this point, you'd think a reasonably stupid pair of 14-year-old boys would see that things aren't really going as expected and should just call it an evening. Did we? No.
No.
On to house 4. We took a few minutes to scope it out, and everything looked good. So off came our shorts and our 3 collective shoes, and we slid silently in. We were chuckling about our near miss at the last house, and maybe we were a little loud. Once again, lights came on, door flung open, and out came this woman screaming bloody murder.
Oh, God.
We'd made a rookie mistake. Our shorts and shoes were at the end of the pool closest to the door. We were at the other end of the pool closest to the fence. Oof. We went for the fence.
What?
In retro,
they're running. Yeah, so they left their clothes because
they were skinny dipping. They were jumping. So they were they're like, there's 5 pools. We're hitting them all. We're skinny dipping. Yep. That's what they were doing.
But instead of going to get their shorts, they went. They like had to run with their balls out, just like and wieners flapping around, just to get out of there. She said, because the shorts
were by the woman who came out. So that's right. What they said. Like, our rookie mistake is we left our shorts by the door, yes. Not like where we needed to leave. In retrospect, I really should have just gotten out, walked over, and gotten our stuff first. I mean, what was she going to do? Scream some more? But the reality is that being naked in front of my friend was one thing. This was back in the day. We had to shower after gym class, and swim trips to the YMCA were common. But walking up to some 40-something-year-old woman with everything just hanging out, that took a degree of chutzpah that I didn't have.
Exactly.
We hopped the fence into the next yard, making sure the coast was clear. Trying to stay in the darkness and figure out what we were going to do next.
It was raining out. I love it.
There are bits and bobs and all of it. It was at that point that the police car showed up. It was driving down the back lane with its lights flashing, I guess looking for any signs of life. The next hour or so was very awkward. We had no idea what was going on, whether we should just give ourselves up or not. In truth, if I had found so much as a cardboard box I could have wrapped around my waist, I probably would have turned myself in. And I'm pretty sure my friend felt the same way, but we didn't. We made our way very carefully back to his house and went to sleep. The next day was weird. Someone came knocking on my friend's door after they had a brief chat with his dad. They gave him our shorts and the 3 shoes. His dad gave them back to us without question or comment. We did hear some laughter, though. The rest of the story came out over the next week. It was actually pretty sad. There was something of a Melrose Place situation going on in the neighborhood, and the woman's marriage had broken up over it. Everyone sided with her husband, and they were fed up with her drama. When she saw us, that's the woman that screamed, she called the police saying 2 young men tried to rape her.
What?
Police checked with her neighbors, and one of them said she saw everything, and there was like 2 10-year-old boys that were skinny dipping and ran away screaming when she opened the door.
Wait, why did that lady, like record scratch, why did that lady say that? Why would she say that she thought 2 people were going to rape her? What's going on here?
She said that kind of thing happens all the time. The woman who said there were just 10-year-old boys who were just swimming in a pool. The woman got a lecture from the cops about filing false police reports. We were in the clear, but super offended. No way we looked like we're 10. And my friend eventually got his other shoe back.
Awesome.
I was like, that's hilarious. That's what they're offended by. Not that you were trying to rape someone. It's like, we do not look 10. Like, we are 14. How
I know,
dare
like,
you?
I've got a few like pubes down there.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that woman was cray-cray.
By the way, the idea that these guys went from like, let's go pool hopping, woo, to like suddenly they're scared and like crouching in the bushes and they're like their bare butts are like getting scraped by like the twigs around them and their like wieners are hanging out and they're like, ah, they're like army crawling back to that kid's house. Oh, so funny. So scary too.
Those are the days.
Don't you go skinny dipping, kids. I don't know. That's my button. Button, get it?
That's your butt. That's your butt.
Okay, this is from Reddit, and humiliating myself writes, spoiler alert, flying from Seattle to Tucson on a post-divorce, you have to go spend time with your dad vacation. Plane landed. He told us to get off. I asked if he was sure. Never been to Arizona, but there damn sure was a lot of palm trees and big-ass signs saying, welcome to L.A., He said, nope, the flight was supposed to go to Tucson. He's the adult, so me and my sister get off the plane. Plane left. Turns out the flight took off from Seattle, landed in Los Angeles, and carried on to Tucson. He started yelling at the receptionist in the waiting room and raised his voice, blamed the airline, blamed her, blamed everyone except himself for getting off at the wrong airport. Demands to see the manager. She basically is almost in tears, running off to go find him. I was 14 when my 10-year-old sister wanted to sink into the seat and disappear. We were then stuck at the Los Angeles airport for 8 hours on a layaway.
Oh, man. I know. Those layovers are rough.
Yeah, I mean, like, he got off the plane. They were supposed to just stay on the plane, but they, like, deboarded, and then the plane left without them.
That's on you, buddy. I know. People trying to make these dumb mistakes and get mad at everybody else.
I know.
Yeah. I know. Like, I would be like, oh, my God, I'm screwed up. Like, yeah. Help me out. Like, that's a much nicer way to do it than to try to blame everybody else. Like, there's no way that you can blame people for you, like, literally didn't read your ticket.
Right. Or I'd be like, yeah, you're right. There are palm trees. Huh. I'm going to ask a receptionist. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, maybe. When in doubt, we should look into
ask
this.
It out. Yeah.
Yeah. My next story is anonymous, and they write, well, this story dates back to the year 2007. I was on a school tour field trip, and we had gone to a water park. Now, this water park had a pool called a wave pool, in which there were waves, like waves of the ocean, that were mechanically generated. Have you ever been in one of those?
I love those. I was in one of those summers.
I've never been to one of those. I bet they're so fun.
They are. You're like bouncing up and down and falling feet as the waves come in. And you're all usually, I was on a tube. Wow. In a tube. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, okay. I was standing in the pool and suddenly I had a very strong urge to pee. I saw my teacher in the pool and I told him that I had to pee and asked if we could go to the bathroom. Now, my teacher, who was not at all interested in taking me to the bathroom, said, just do it anywhere. No one is watching. Like,
nice.
Ew. Gross, but they are all peeing at those pools.
Yeah, they are.
That's why I don't go to water parks, people. That's why. Okay. Meanwhile, the waves started getting big, and my teacher asked me to hop onto his back because they were quite strong. After the waves subsided, my teacher asked me if I still had to go. I said, no, I just went while I was on your back.
How old is this person?
I don't know. It says it's like elementary school.
That's really funny.
Which is hilarious.
That person's like...
They're not allowed to like get out and go on their own to the bathroom. So it sounds like, yeah, they're probably like, I don't know, second, third grade.
She peed on her
the
teacher.
Next thing I remember, he flipped me off of his back into the water and disappeared while shouting something.
Hilarious. He's like,
that's what you
get. He's like, you gotta get on my back. I'm gonna save your life. These are really deep waves. And then as soon as he finds out she peed on him, he's like, you could drown. He's like, tosses her in.
I pictured a he, but maybe it's a she.
He,
I don't know.
I always get it mixed up. Are they? Who cares?
He, she, they. I don't know. But they peed on the back, and it's very funny.
They peed on their teacher.
That teacher should have gotten out of the pool with them. They had to pee and not told them to pee in the pool. Gross. And also, like, you're in there anyway.
It's karma.
So either way, you're getting peed on.
It's karma,
yeah,
please.
It is.
Pull over. All right. My last story is from Reddit, and Surprise Fragrant writes, so, I was 16 or so. I'm in my 40s now. I wanted to make some French fries after school before mom got home. Heated up some oil on the stove in a much too small pan. Cranked it up to high so it would get hot fast. At one point, a small little flame, like a candle, piffed into existence on top of the oil. Oh shit, what do I do? Logic dictates water quenches fire, right? So I took the pan over to the sink, stuck it under the tap, and turned the water on full force. Bitch, it was like a fucking fire tornado up in here. Flames shot up 5 feet and caught the kitchen curtains on fire. I ran around the house while still holding the pan of hellfire until I found something to beat the flames out with. It just happened to be my mom's brand new jacket. I beat out the flames with one hand while holding onto Satan's butthole with the other. At one point, after all the flames were out, but I still had the pan of sizzling oil in my grasp, the phone rang. I picked it up and said, sorry, can't talk right now. My house is on fire. And I hung up. We had caller ID. So I knew it was my BFF. Took the pan of demons outside and set it on the porch. I think by this point the fire was out and the oil was cooling down. Spent the next hour sitting outside crying like hell until my mom came home to make everything better. Post freak out, we just had to buy some new curtains, wash the wall around it. I have never stovetop deep fried anything ever again after that.
What about the jacket?
Yeah, seriously.
That's what I'm thinking about. You had to buy some new curtains. What about that jacket? What kind of jacket was it? That's all I can think about. I'm like, what'd you do to that jacket?
You're like going through your jackets in your head, like, oh, I would never,
yeah,
I can never
like,
part with that. Never part with that.
Which one was it? If it was vintage.
So, Kai, I have a question, a wardrobe question. Would you ever rock a jacket that had a huge burn hole in it?
I mean, if it was a style, if it was an artistic piece, potentially. What does it look like? I gotta see it.
We're talking like one of the lapels,
like right on the boob, boob's just out of the jacket.
Yes, would you wear that?
I mean, does it look cool? I don't know. I gotta see it. Maybe. I gotta see it in person.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It might be a cool burn. It might be like a controlled burn. It might be an artistic choice.
I think I planted the seed that started the trend of 2027. That's all I'm saying.
It could be. It could be. Okay. It could be.
Make it happen, okay. Katie.
All right. My last story comes from Cora, and Gabby Martino writes, I frequently house sat and dog sat for my dad's business partner while he was jet setting for his business. And at 16, 17 years old, it was thrilling to have so much freedom in this huge mansion. I was dating the coolest kid in school, and I wanted to keep him on my hook, so I invited him over to the mansion to impress him. We thought we were smart. We left his car at a drugstore so the security cameras wouldn't see him. I parked my car in the garage before he got out of the vehicle, the whole nine yards. He and I enjoyed a nice swim in the pool and the hot tub and then canoodled on the couch for a while in our swimsuits. We were good children for the most part. Little did I know, my parents were trying to get a hold of me. See, the mansion is where you could say in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, no.
It was situated on 30-plus acres, with the nearest neighbor being miles away. My parents wanted to make sure I hadn't been murdered out there alone. Well, my phone was on silent and upstairs in my room, and I ignored the house phone ringing because it wasn't my house. They were so concerned, it was 10 p.m. or so, that they sent my older and very protective big brother to check on
me. No.
Me and my hottie boyfriend are kissing on the couch, and my brother bursts in the door ready to fight off an intruder when he sees his baby sister in very little clothing in a very compromising position with an equally unclad boy.
Oh, no.
He turned bright red and said nothing. He marched over and grabs my quivering boyfriend by the ear, scoops the dog up with one arm, and marches them out of the house into his car and speeds away without saying a word.
That is terrifying. Are you kidding me? Her brother comes over, grabs her boyfriend she's just making out with by the ear and grabs the dog.
By the ear.
And throws them in the car and drives away.
Yes, and says nothing.
That is stuff out of nightmares.
I am terrified. I am imagining the imminent death of my boyfriend. Yes. I leap into my car and chase him all the way home, 30 minutes, and then deal with being berated by my parents and my brother while I sit in shame next to my boyfriend and George the Bulldog. Oh. After all is said and done, my parents don't punish me except making me explain to my dad's business partner why I had a boy in his house, which was way worse than being grounded.
That's awful.
And my brother, to this day, 6 years later, thinks I'm a trollop. I love that word. I'm like, trollop. She said trollop.
She's like, I'm a trollop.
He thinks I'm a trollop. The boy, bless his heart, stayed with me for another 6 or so months, and I still snuck him into the mansion. I just made certain my phone was never on silent again.
Oh, my gosh. What a whirlwind. I think the most embarrassing part for me would be sitting next to my boyfriend, and we're still in our bathing suits, and you're, like, getting yelled at. You know what I mean? That's really embarrassing.
Yeah. You're tangled up in each other, hot and heavy, making out on the couch, and you get freaking busted in by your brother. Whoa!
No, thank you.
Worst.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.